Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the lady gang. I'm Becca Tobin with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek. Hello, ladies.
Oh, my God. Should we give a special shout out to Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jordan is recording this episode of Lady Gang. It's her.
So if it sounds like shit, it's her fault.
Yeah, 100%.
It is Jordan's fault. We keep messing up, but somehow it's not her fault.
We're doing our best.
Somehow, I'm just doing it all. What's happening?
Well, we finally hung up our neon sign in the Lady
great.
Gang office. And honestly, I feel like it's legit. Like,
it looks so good. It looks so good.
It does.
We have a whole new ambiance in here.
It's like shower curtains and like our Estee ribbons, like backgrounds, like
Etsy.
All stuff. Etsy or what? Etsy. You know, but like that's legit. Like when you get invest in a neon sign, you're real.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we're in a pretty studio and we have an oscillating Dyson fan that we're borrowing. But if Dyson wants to send us like our own, we'd love that.
I feel like Dyson would be a great sponsor.
They would. I love their vacuum. I mean, okay, you guys are just falling asleep at the wheel. And now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I have to go first this week. I'm sorry.
Go, go, go.
It's very rare that I like make myself go first. That is true.
Rare?
I feel like this is... No, I think it's
never
true.
Go first.
I think it's one of those
maybe
things that you're practicing.
Jack's the one that's always like, I'm going first because you're afraid you're going
to
forget.
I like to get it over with.
Yeah. Okay. So, bad week. I'm going to a fancy red carpet, as I do, okay? And the show doesn't pay for a car to get me there, and I don't think there's anything worse than wearing, like, a really ridiculous, beautiful outfit that I have, like, fully rented that's Gucci or whatever, and then getting in my Mini Cooper and, like, driving myself and then parking and then, like, walking through the parking lot with my Gucci outfit on.
I agree.
So a lot of times what I'll do, and they say it's okay, is I'll take an Uber to the event, and then I'll take an Uber X home.
Right.
So I thought... I was going to a really fancy event, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to show up like a boss in an Uber XL. Like, I'm coming in a Suburban, because that nobody drives in a limo anymore. Nobody comes in a town car. If you're Kim Kardashian, you're coming in a Sprinter van or a big Suburban, right?
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to get myself an Uber XL, and I'm going to, like, show up to this hotel like I'm the shit in my big dress. I'm going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So then guess what showed up to take me to said red carpet?
Oh, no.
A minivan.
Oh, hell because yeah.
Because minivans...
No, you have to do Uber...
Black.
Black.
That's a black car.
No, what's the one above Uber Lux?
Is that...
That's the Suburbans.
Oh, shoot. So I just chose the wrong one. I got an Uber XL, and I was like, oh, fine, the big Suburban's going to come. And it was like a gray minivan with like an automatic sliding door. And I was like, well, it's already here. So I got in, and I went, and I'm a loser.
Did you get dropped off like a... block away?
No, I went right up and I was like, thanks, mom. And then I like went in.
God, I wish it was like a shitty white minivan that like the door was.
No, it was. It was like a gray mom van.
Like an old ice cream van.
Yes.
It was the same. Honestly, I think the Uber X's are nicer because they're usually like a Prius or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was worse. Okay, good week. You guys.
What?
I had an orgasmic massage. Now, I know this makes me sound like, oh, 1%. Like, asshole people problems. But I love a massage. Like, that is my thing. Like, when I go to a town or I have time off, I'm like, what do I want to do today? I want to get a massage. And there's so many times that I'm in different places, I can't get the same massage therapist over and over again. And so you're like, it's luck of the draw. Is this going to be...
That's why I hate it.
Is this going to be a great massage or is this going to be a shit massage?
Mm-hmm.
I had this massage and she was like digging into my cranium in places. I had stress in between my little brain.
Where
that
does
I
she
didn't
live?
Even know. It was in New York. And
give
it was
her a shout out.
Well, I don't know her name.
Where was
it? And I don't want to tell you where it was because it was at a similar place that I had visited before and gave you a bad review of when. Remember when I told you guys that I was the only one naked at the spa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the same place. So the massage was good, but the spa section of it was bad. Anyway, it was the best massage ever. And I love to get a massage. And I was just so happy that I had a massage. That's all.
Love it.
Jack.
Okay. I haven't been paying attention to what you're saying, like, at all because I was trying to look up something for my good week. I'm just going to say it anyways.
Okay.
My good week is that there is a Jack Vanek store in New York City.
Whoop.
And I don't know what the address is. And I was trying to find it.
So you could tell everyone?
The address?
Yeah. Because I've been there, like, a million times, but I can't find it on Google right
now.
Do
you know the, like, cross streets?
I think it's on Park Avenue.
Oh.
It's in Midtown somewhere. It's where the old BuzzFeed product labs were. Somebody
Jordan,
find
thank
it.
You so much for taping this episode of Lady Gang. Be nice to Jordan.
I didn't know what I did.
She's like, what?
She's yelling at you, not Jordan.
Oh, bitch.
Don't be so close.
Sorry.
She wants you to know. Don't be so close.
I've never podcasted before.
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
You're so close still.
I am?
Yeah. You didn't move your position at all.
What about now? No, it's on Park Avenue somewhere. I'm so stupid with Manhattan geography. I've been there a million times, and I can never figure out where
Jack,
the hell
it's
I am.
Your store. You've got to know what your cross streets are.
I know. I had it in my phone, and then I can't find it now. But anyways, somebody else look it up.
Is it permanent?
It's for like a couple months.
Great.
And it's so cute. I have discovered that I am really good at flower arrangements. Because I did a bunch of flower arrangements for the store.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
I was making little flower balls. But yeah,
I thought you were just doing that for fun. And I was worried.
Yes.
Jack has all this free time.
I have all this free time. I'm just going to make some flower balls.
Okay, good.
No, but it's great because I haven't really announced it yet. Because I actually would love to take a picture in front of it. And I haven't been in New York since then. But people are just like randomly finding it and tagging me in it. So it's really
amazing.
Cool.
You're so famous.
So famous.
Yay.
So yeah, go buy some stuff. And it's pretty cute. So my bad week is there's this thing going on. It's called Bare Minimum Twitter, and it is the most depressing thing ever because it's basically women getting so excited about their boyfriends or their husbands or whatever
for
doing the bare minimum.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's like one girl was like, oh, you know, I will marry the next guy that turns my car on in the winter to warm it up. Or like, oh, my God, get yourself a guy that'll open the door for you. And I'm like, is this what we've come to? We've come to as a society, that it's like you will get wifed up to the next man that knows how to like cook a meal.
I love it.
It is so sad. I feel bad for everybody, including myself.
My nickname on tour was Bare Minimum Becca.
That's amazing.
Because I really like to find the laziest way to do something for the best result.
Oh, yeah.
That's
pretty much how I work.
Bare minimum.
But I try to call it smart.
That's
working.
It is.
Pretty
but that's Kelty's nightmare.
This is the opposite of me.
Oh, yeah.
You'll just like do something like 10 times longer.
Ever, just because I tried, will you let it happen for me?
Okay. No, mine also correlates with how much money I'm making.
Yes.
You get what you pay for, guys.
Hey.
It's true.
What's yours, Becca?
Okay, my good week is that I took a week and I deleted my Instagram app and it was amazing.
Did you post it all?
Yeah, but you can just like post it and walk away from it and be done.
But how'd you delete the app if you're posting on it?
I have somebody who helps me.
Oh.
Thanks for blowing up my spot. I do have somebody who will occasionally help me. And so, like, I know what's going up. Like, I'm the
right.
one actually, crafting it. But sometimes I'm not the one who actually, like, pushes.
Got it.
Send. So in this particular week, I actually was like, hey, I need a break. Like, I need a break.
That's so nice.
It was amazing. It was so nice. I found that I wasn't wasting time. Has anybody else realized that sometimes you'll be at home and oh, you'll yeah. be so excited to have the house to yourself or a couple hours to kill, and you look up and you realize you've been on your phone the whole time and mm-hmm. you've not felt happier. You've not felt healthier.
You didn't learn anything.
You didn't learn anything. You're wasting. Oh, I literally think now when I'm scrolling through Instagram that I'm going to die. Like, This is how I'm choosing to have my life. Mm-hmm. It's going to expire at one point in time, and I've spent my time doing this. It was amazing. If your job is not on need like necessary to be on Instagram, yeah. just get off forever. I wanted to stay off forever, and I can't wait.
Well, I don't want to stay
mark
off
my
forever.
Words. No, mark my words. There's a number in my mind.
40.
No, the amount of money.
Oh,
so you'll there's a what? Number in my mind. That if I'm making that much money, it's going away forever.
Like, doing, yeah. Okay.
But how will you promote the Lady Gang podcast episodes?
Good
Becca,
question.
We need you.
Not my problem.
Why don't you just turn your Instagram over to somebody else to do what you're saying?
It's expensive, though, to have somebody do that for you all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll work on it. You're not there yet.
We'll give it.
No, I'm not there yet. Yeah. Like, I still have to actually, like, do it, unfortunately, to make money.
What was your bad week?
Okay. My bad. Kelsey's like so anal today. She's psycho.
I'm trying to just move things along.
People like hearing from us. People like hearing what we have to say. We have a whole podcast dedicated to us talking and our opinions.
God
so
knows
God forbid
how.
I take my time. And now I've forgotten my bad week.
When I'm so rich.
No, I think everybody should have those goals.
Okay. What's our number?
That you don't have to do what you don't like to do. Okay. Well, we can't talk about our number.
Yeah, let's okay. not talk about money.
But now I can't remember my bad week.
Wasn't that? Oh, no, that was your good week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll just wait until you think about it. You got to have one. Do you have one?
I did. I had one. It obviously wasn't that bad. Oh, it's that after the renovation, I didn't realize that what comes next is putting things back where they belong and yep. organizing, and it sucks.
Ugh. Yeah.
And you spend $1 million on the Container Store.
Container Store is the nemesis, but like you go in there and you're like, oh, obviously I need something to organize my tampons with, so I'll bring this $16.99 drawer. And then you get home, you're like, this is just plastic.
It's like the Sephora of like home goods.
At what point is it too much?
Never, in my opinion.
But doesn't it just complicate it? When I look at stuff on Instagram with like these organizational, like
the pantry's too much,
right?
Just have your toilet paper on the shelf. You don't need a basket of toilet paper.
And also, like the people that take their cereals and like their flour and like put them in separate
jar.
I'm like, A, how do you know when that expires? Because you're throwing the box away. And B, doesn't that take so much of your life away? Just transferring all those things from their boxes.
I'm assuming the people we see on Instagram that do that are so rich that it's like a nanny or an assistant doing that.
That's so stupid.
When I get super famous and rich, I'm going to tell Elena that I want my cornflakes in a bottle.
Do you think Elena is going to be putting your
cornflakes? I hope they expire and you don't know when.
And they'll be non-crispy. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to play a fun game of Plead the Fifth.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
We are back. Now, listen, we often do an allegedly what's a happening, mm-hmm. but I do want to let Lady Gang listeners in on a little secret. One of our top 10 episodes of all time is when Lady Gang played Never Have I, Never Would I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
Really?
People loved that. Yeah. So I found an app called Plead the Fifth, and I've entered our player names, Jack, Becca, and Kelty, into it. Now, what happens is I'm going to hand you it. Jack, I think you're going to be first.
Are we going to be able to play this, like, through the podcast? Or are they going to know what's
so what
happening?
You're going to do is you're going to get the question.
Okay.
And then you have to read the question, and then you have to answer it.
Okay. Which player is most likely to hit a parked car and drive away? I'm answering this?
We all have to, right?
Oh.
No, you have to. Go ahead. You have to answer it.
I would say Becca.
No way.
Really?
I am more afraid of karma than anybody in the whole world. Drive away, be like, sorry, peace out, you'll never know it's me.
I mean,
I was going to guess you too, actually, if it was my question.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it would never be you.
It would never be Kelty.
And I feel like I'd just be too scared. I don't know if I'd be that concerned with karma.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. So now, Jack, if you prick answer and not plead the fifth, you have to press answer.
Oh.
And then Becca's question's going to come up.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
Do I push reveal the next question?
I think so, yeah.
Did you even look at this app before?
Yeah, I did. I played it, but I can't remember.
No, see, now it's asking me, what's the worst thing you've ever done to a stranger? To a stranger?
Mm-hmm.
I know what mine is. Are we all answering these?
No, it's just Becca, but you can answer yours while she thinks of hers.
Yeah, what's yours?
I just remembered when I ran into that lady at the Grove when I had my period, and I got my period kind of on her.
Oh, but you just remember that? Is unintentional count?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's got to be a lot of things. Nothing is coming to mind.
You got some of your period on someone?
Yeah, it was her. Wasn't it at a live event that you told that story?
No. But I did tell it on the podcast.
I mean,
and then some girl wrote a shitty review.
So you're going to plead the fifth then?
But I'm not pleading the fifth because I'm scared to reveal. I just can't think of
anything.
Can we come back to it?
Okay, sure.
Great.
This game is going great. Okay. Reveal next question. Kelty.
Ooh. Kelty, which player thinks they are more attractive than they really are?
Oh, that is so
probably
sad.
Me because you guys hate yourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
So savage. Yeah, actually.
That's literally true.
For sure. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, Becca, but I think, like, I would say that you don't think you're more attractive than you really are. I think you know what you look like as opposed to most women who are like, I look like an ogre Shrek, and
right.
like, you really don't.
That's literally what I
think. Like, you're kind of like, I get it, I'm pretty. Where me and Jack are like, we are ogres.
I feel like I look like a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good one. Answer. Reveal next question. Jack.
If you could only save one player from a fire right now, who would it be and why?
Damn!
Savage! Let me think about this.
It's too bad I don't have children yet, because you would have said me.
That's true. I'm thinking, like, who could I, like, have something hanging over their heads more for saving their life?
What? That's such a weird...
I
or,
think
like,
that's
who's
going to
help you get more
Isn't
stuff
it?
Done once you save them?
Honestly, if Kelty dies, the Lady Gang ends, so you can save her.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's just you and I, it's gone.
And I feel like, yeah, that's true. We'd be like, eh.
It's over. I'd be like, bye. See you later at the bungalow or never. Bye. Okay.
Becca's like, I have all this free time to go to the bungalow I never had before. Not that Lady Gang's gone. I'm
no,
because
I'll be, yeah, it's true. Wait, reveal next question.
Okay.
What exercise should the person to your right do more at the gym?
Who's on your right?
Me? Oh, God. Right after the question that we thought we looked like trolls.
You look like a troll and you need to do your butt.
At the gym.
I'm so sad. Please be nice. My self-esteem is so low.
Do you go to the gym at all?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So she needs to do anything.
Everything.
Cardio. A weight lift.
There's not something on your body that I'm blatantly like, oh, that girl needs to fix her blah, blah, blah.
But I mean, I think for the stupid. Amount of crop tops you're wearing.
Sure, abs.
It's abs.
Just kidding, no.
Because her abs,
my
abs
great.
Are pretty good
no,
for
she is great.
To
Let's check out your abs.
She has a really flat tummy.
Oh, you do. Well, that's annoying.
I would say
what would you say?
I think, like, probably my legs. Because I don't like how I look in shorts. Oh.
Okay.
Becca, by the way, this is your second round that you've, like, totally scapegoated.
Are you kidding me, Jack? I literally just answered Jack's question for her about saving you from a burning building.
Sure. These
if
questions
I'm
are
left
so
her out
all
there
over the place.
Hanging out to dry, like, I'm sorry.
Okay. Ooh, Kelty, what's the worst thing you've ever done while driving? That's really easy.
Texting.
No, way worse. I peed in the dog bed, remember? Oh, while I was going down the
highway. Oh, my God.
Yes. I once pulled my tampon out and threw it out the window.
Yeah. If you had to punch one person playing this game, who would it be and why?
You saved Kelty from the burning building. Can you not choose me to punch in the face? I already died in a burning building today.
That's true. I mean, I guess.
But who have you wanted to punch more in real life? Me.
You, just because sometimes you'll, like, email us or text us at, like, 11:30 at night.
And it's sometimes the same thing we've already talked about.
It's, like, an email I've already answered five
times. I'm punchable today, though.
I feel like we're all kind of punchable
fire today.
I'm today on fire. Today is, like, meh. Okay.
At least I know when I'm punchable.
I'm PMSing, so.
Oh, this is a dumb one. Which player needs the most Botox?
Not none.
I mean,
none.
We already have the most Botox.
Oh. Kelty. Which player do you think lies to their significant other the most?
Well, that's kind of sad. There's only one option.
No, but when you have a significant other.
Oh,
let me think. Jordan, what do you think?
I feel like Becca and Zach have, like, a pretty healthy relationship.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
So nice. I was going to say I think Becca lies the most.
No.
Because she's an actress.
Mm-mm. You don't lie about anything?
Mm-mm. Actually, the other day someone was talking about what's the worst quality, like the worst trait, and I think liars. Sometimes it's necessary. Like, I'm a firm believer in a white lie.
A white lie is great.
But as far as just blatant lying, I know people who must lie 200 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's just gross. It's and it's also, crazy. You're being a coward because you're not able to, like,
live your
Zach
best life.
And I are the most blunt humans on the planet. So even if I have something, like, that's hard to say, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Also, it's just.
You know what? You campaigned well. I think it's Jack.
Thank you.
I can't lie. I get so red and hot and sweaty. Like, I physically cannot lie.
So when I'm like, hey, Jack, do you have that thing done?
And you're She's like. She's sweating and
you're
says
like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's at home. Are you lying?
Yes.
Jack,
no,
you have that
she
project?
Doesn't lie. She just won't answer.
I deflect.
Yeah. She's like, well, let me check when I
I'm like,
home.
Sure, I'll do ads. I don't know about this bio, though. Okay. If I had to say one thing about the player to my left to warn off a prospective mate, what would it be?
Who's on your left? Becca.
Becca, me. Do you not know direction?
Seriously.
Well, we're opposite each other.
Well, then just flip it.
Your left is
well,
my
no,
right.
Like, let's think of us in like, we're like
okay,
a
like your triangle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the left.
So what, tell to Zach ward me what to look off? For.
Wait.
Probably your toots.
Yeah.
He knows. He regrets marrying me sometimes for that reason.
I hope we get a good one.
Which player do you think is the most annoying drunk? Well, Jack's a professional drunk, yeah. So usually those people are not annoying.
I'm not annoying drunk.
With Kelty.
Exactly.
Only because she has one drink,
yes.
And she's
yes.
turnt.
Turnt?
You're at a disadvantage, though, because the problem is that everyone gets to your level eventually. You yeah. just get there first, and everyone else is sober still.
You get there in 5 minutes after half of a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
I know.
So disappointing.
Okay, next question. Ooh, Kelty, what's the meanest thing you've overheard someone say about you?
Oh,
God.
I mean, there's so many, but one time I was on the television and someone on the staff was watching me like do this like little gag where I was on a pogo stick and I fell over. And this person
I love that video.
I know, it's so good. And someone said, it was around Christmas time, and someone said to everyone else, looks like Christmas came early for that bitch. That's mean.
That is Ew. Mean.
At my work.
Oh, I know who that is. Nemesis. She's my nemesis.
Oh. She's now.
Okay, Jack, name one time that another player here talked smack about someone else in the room. I have to say,
well,
at least on my end, I don't know what shit you guys are talking about me. Just kidding. But I feel like we all are so respectful of each other and don't say shit. Or get in fights.
I think that's the health of Lady Gang,
yeah.
Is that, like, if there's something we all need to discuss, we discuss it. If there's something that you need to discuss individually, it's like, I don't think we ever say anything that you couldn't say directly to that person. But sometimes people come, like, to different girls for advice and be like, how are we going to deal with Kelty? Like, she's on top of us, like, you know, or whatever it is. And, like, you know, I feel like, honestly, Elena's the shit talker.
I love that she's not here and we're saying this.
Honestly, let me say this behind Elena's back while she's not here. She full shit.
I wonder if she'll
I actually feel like Elena is the scariest of all of us.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
When she texts me that I need to be here early, I'm like, if I can't be, I'm scared to tell her.
Or if I get like a side text just from Elena that's not in the group,
nervous.
I'm like, what's happening?
I know.
What did I do wrong?
I'm scared of her and I hired her.
I know. It's scary.
You need that, though, to like keep you on your shit.
Literally, when she's like, today we
She's my boss.
No, today when we're working... Lady Gang is so busy now, right? And, of mm-hmm. course, I hired Elena first to be a part of my world. And then she moved over to Lady Gang. But she still does stuff for me for my personal, like, and for my expense reports and stuff. And she looked at me today and she was like, do all this Lady Gang stuff for, like, 4 hours. And then she looked up and she's like, all right, what do you need? And I was like, damn. I'm like, I'm paying you, girl. I was like, I need it all. And I was, like, pretty scared of her. And I was like, nothing, I'm fine. But, like, I had so much stuff. And I was like, no, everything's good. Just expense reports were good, Elena. Just go home.
She's, like... The mastermind, the silent mastermind that's going to, like, mm-hmm. keep
She's
us going
the
forever.
Ramaz.
She is. I thought that was what my reference was supposed to be.
Becca, which player is the most materialistic? I don't actually know because you guys are materialistic about different things.
Oh. What are we materialistic about?
Yeah.
I would say if it comes to, like, designer stuff,
yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Like, luxury items. But if there's a trend, Jack... is
Grandpa's
on the wait list.
Sneakers.
Yeah, she's on the wait list for those ugly sneakers.
No, like, but that's
you
only
will
those
always,
ugly sneakers.
No, you are pretty much on top of, you had the buns in your hair mm-hmm. when the buns were big.
I feel like I was before the
Not
big
that
buns.
That's materialistic, but like.
You're just calling me a trendsetter.
Well, you're
No, you gotta live in Venice. You gotta have
your jeep. Gotta go skiing. Gotta go to the bungalow.
And doing all the things. That's
and
not
go
materialistic.
To Park City. No,
you're
it's
right.
true. It's true.
You're just a.
No. We just hate you.
I'm just kidding. Screw you and your coach.
No, but like when it comes to trends, I feel like you're
always doing it.
You're always doing it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. Couple more. Here we go. Oh, Kelty, which player is most likely to steal another player's boyfriend or girlfriend?
Me.
Definitely Becca.
Definitely for sure.
I've never known something in my heart so much.
I've never known an answer.
But can I be honest? I've never stolen anybody's.
No, here's the thing.
But you would.
No, I don't think you would.
But you could.
You have the personality to, minus the actual part of stealing the boyfriend.
Right.
Meaning I'm a seductress and I don't even know it?
Yeah.
No.
That's what we say behind your back, actually. Sometimes
she's
Jack and I just put out the vibes.
What if we had to, like, have a meeting where, like,
today,
Becca needs to tone her sexiness
too sexy. Today I was on Instagram, and I was
too sexual.
Looking at Emily, I still don't know her last name.
Radichowski.
Whatever. And I was like, I wonder if she ever wakes up and is like, God, I'm too sexy. Like, how do I just not be sexy? Because there's nothing she can do to not be sexy. She could shave her head and wear, like, a potato sack. She's going to be sexy.
She pisses me off because she's too sexy.
She's so
sexy. Like, she's somebody
too sexy.
You know who's not sexy?
Me.
Her husband.
Oh. Who's her husband?
I don't know who he is. I still haven't been able to figure it out. But
oh, yeah. Didn't she, like, randomly get married?
She, like, randomly got married, yes.
But
is he rich?
Well, no,
I'm
but
sure.
She's too sexy. She had to get married. She had to lock it up.
She
it was a disservice to the world.
No, crazy. It's like I had to unfollow her because I'm like, this is like
it makes it you feel bad.
And she shows up on my
her boobs
Explore
are real.
Page.
I know.
And I just look, I zoom into her face and yeah. I'm like, what yeah. is happening?
Can I just mention for a second that Mr. Knight had a large part in the making of Emily Ratajkowski and she's not come on Lady Gang yet. And that's not OK because
that is true.
Chris was working with Robin Thicke at the time of the Blurred Lines video.
Big...
And I remember specifically the director of that video wanted to hire her. And she'd like she's a pretty big underwear model or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. She had a pretty big day rate. Guess who approved that budget? My
Chris
husband. Knight. You're welcome, Emily, for your fame. Now, come on, Lady
Gang. You guys sent her
messages to us.
You better.
Although I'm
it.
Sorry for saying your husband's not sexy.
And also, please call my potato sack because I don't know if I can take it.
What's actually, that? Yeah, I don't want to look at you for an hour.
No, it's
annoying.
Even in Instagram, it pisses me off too much. I'm flustered. Okay. Name something you've let someone else take the blame for.
Ooh. Farting.
I mean, yeah.
Always.
On an airplane.
But it's so easy
if
to
I
fart on an airplane.
On an airplane, I'm the first person to make that face. Like,
you're like
oh,
looking around like
that.
Okay, here's
who would do that?
Here's my question about farting and then pretending it's somebody else.
Everyone knows.
Everybody feels it coming from you, right? Like, can you tell
not
the origin
airplane.
Of the fart or no?
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes. Not on an airplane.
If you're an expert like me, you can.
You have to just keep looking and see, like, when people's faces start going sour because then you can see where it's traveling from. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Okay. I have to skip this. That's so stupid.
By the way, this game should be played with a lot more people.
It's saying, what other two players would you most likely have a threesome with?
I think that's right on point.
Lady Gang, I have a threesome once a week with
these. Jordan's here.
That's true. Definitely Jordan and whoever wants to pull straw. Go.
All right, next.
I would be so bad in a threesome.
Oh, man,
oh
this
God,
is
me
so
too.
Good. Kelty, which player is most likely to fake an illness to get sympathy?
Oh, God.
It is hard, but I'm going to say Becca.
Are you kidding me?
I would say you do.
You think I like sympathy? I hate attention like that. I love attention, but not like that.
Are we
nothing
talking like a real
is my worst nightmare is somebody coming up to me and checking on me. Like,
how are you doing? You should be a politician.
Why?
Because every one of these you've talked me out of. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely Becca.
When
I'm like,
have I ever complained about being sick? Jack's always over here talking about her period. How are you going to say?
No, because
that
she doesn't,
valid, by
she
the
doesn't
way.
Fake an illness. She like is ill.
How do you know?
When's the last time I was ill, fake or real?
I've also not
been
ill.
You got syphilis on your face.
Okay. Staph infection.
You did have a few really interesting illnesses happening.
Staph
Were they
infection,
real?
I have photos of blisters forming on my nose. I had to go to a specialist to get my blood tested to prove I had dengue fever.
Sure you did.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. You said you had dengue fever, but you did not have dengue fever.
I'll call the doctor. I had to shoot a movie the whole time I had dengue fever.
I think you faked dengue fever. I think it was just the
shits. I didn't tell one person on that set that I had dengue fever.
Well, good. They would have recast you.
Yeah, because they probably have done that anyway.
Candace Cameron Bure coming on in hot as Hallmark.
Cameron. Okay.
I've resented that.
Whoops. Jack, describe the grossest sexual experience you've ever had. When I was like 21 years old, I had a friend of a friend come over during Christmas. I remember he was wearing fingerless gloves. That's all I really remember about him. That's how long ago it was. We didn't have sex because I was definitely still a virgin at the time, but we were like fooling around in bed. We both fall asleep. And then I wake up to him like sitting up like abruptly. I don't know if I've told the story, like in bed. And I look over him and he pukes all over.
Was he drunk?
Were you drinking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wasted. But all over my sheets, and I, like, run out of the room, run into Anna's room, my roommate at the time. She's mid-sex, and I'm like, you have to get up and get your friend's friend out of my bed. Like, he puked everywhere.
Ew. That's revolting.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Well, I feel like our game went good. We didn't plead the fifth
once. Went well.
Yeah, went well.
I don't really know how to plead.
Although I really would like to answer this one right now.
Okay,
what
go ahead.
You guys have been such bitches to me
let's
today.
Do it. Okay.
I'm not answering this. It's asking which player is the most narcissistic.
It's definitely me.
I feel like we all are.
I feel like it's me. I'm the actress. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I feel like it's me. I'm trying to get famous.
Yeah, but yours it's is different. Like kind of a joke.
It's not a joke at all.
Ah, fooled you, Jack. When we come back.
Can everyone on the Lady Gang Facebook group just tell them that I am not the person most likely to fake an illness for sympathy?
Damn, this might be the end of Lady Gang, guys.
I just talked about not being a liar also.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever. All
right, now I'm rethinking my job.
You guys are really think highly of my character. Just go back and review your answers.
Listen,
from this.
Listen, this is like a very personal question when there's only two options to choose.
That's true. That's true.
Guess I'll just fall on the sword.
Fall on the sword, Becca Tobin. All right, when we come back, we're going to fix your lives because
clearly
the Lady Gang might be falling apart.
Don't listen to me, though. Don't listen to me, the politician. God forbid. Can you open that door? I'm sweating tits.
This is literally the worst episode we've ever had.
I feel like people are going to like this.
No, it's great.
I hope they keep this in.
I thought we were
I want you guys to get bullied so hard.
Who? Okay. Why?
By my people.
How dare you?
Why are you
trying to make us sick to get sympathy?
This is all part of our massive plan. Politician plan.
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
We're back.
Okay, first question comes from Taylor. Taylor says, my boyfriend follows this Instagram model, great, who literally only posts pictures of her basically naked.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski.
She has the hourglass figure. So huge boobs and a big booty and only posts bathing suits or lingerie. We all know those Instagrams. Recently, my boyfriend screenshot her pictures and sent it to his guy group chat saying that she is his perfect woman and he wants to marry a girl like that. Oh, God. I am the complete opposite of what this chick looks like. She's tall and I'm short. She's got a big round behind. Mine is small and more flat than round. Should I talk to him about it?
No, you should murder him.
You should break up with him immediately.
That's a felony. Shitty thing to do. That is a shitty thing to do.
Also, wait, how do you even know about that?
She must probably went through his phone.
And that's completely fine. You do you, girl.
No, you can't say he's a
that
dick.
That is horrible. Like, no. That is the worst thing that you could ever say to somebody that you're dating.
And if you have a conversation with him, which I don't even think it warrants a conversation, I think he gets dumped. However, somebody once told me, it might have been somebody, this situation in reverse where I sent something that I shouldn't have. And a boyfriend once said to me, like, don't ever send anything that you wouldn't want me to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And vice versa. And I think of that now every single time. Like, even if I say something on the podcast about someone being hot, like when I had multiple orgasmic O's for Chris Pratt. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember being like, that's a shitty thing to do.
Yeah. I know. I get that way sometimes,
you know? So tell him that's a really shitty thing to do.
I mean, the worst part about this, too, it's not that, like, she's just hot. He said he wants to marry a girl like that.
Yeah.
Like, that is disgusting.
F you,
that's
Taylor's
so
boyfriend.
Gross.
Hopefully ex-boyfriend.
I think I know in the back of my head that my husband is, like, looking at hot girls on Instagram and, like, seeing them and like probably looking at me being like not as hot, but like I don't need you texting about
no,
it.
No, we all know.
Think it
well, also,
I know.
Also, you know? Random Taylor's boyfriend. Do you think that this girl's gonna want to freaking date you?
You're like, probably an ogre.
Yeah, you're
we
a troll too.
I Get hate out. You.
We hate you.
Stop being mean.
Okay. Second question comes from Amy. Amy says, how do I tell someone I'm just not into them? This girl wants to be my friend, and I really did give her a chance, but she's annoying as shit. And I really don't have the time or energy to maintain friendships with people I don't truly love. I can't say, girl, you are too much for me. Go home. How do you nicely tell someone that you just don't want to be friends?
I just want to say, when I wrote this question in...
talking about me and Kelty.
I wasn't talking about you guys. God, I've had a situation like this actually pretty recently.
Is this one of your new blogger friends?
Yes, all my blogger friends. It's hard.
Well, okay.
Girls are very clingy.
But this girl is a new friend. I don't know how old Amy is, but if you have enough friends and you're not looking for a new friendship, mm-hmm. then just like maybe slowly fade out of the situation. You don't have to have a conversation to like break up with her if she's not a longtime friend of yours and something didn't go super sour.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
if you're if she's worth being a friend, you can see her in 6 months and they won't give you the like, wow, really wish we could be hanging out more, but you're so busy, you never have time for me. Like, you don't want to be friends with that person anyway. Like, there's friends I don't see literally or like talk to for like 9 months and we like shared a real intense time in our lives, and then when you pick up the phone you're like, what's up? Oh my God, how are you? Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
Because real friends aren't annoying.
In my 20s, I remember my biggest pet peeve was the girlfriends that I had that would text me, are you alive? And I'm happy to say those women are no longer in my life. Yeah. I don't have any of those women in my life anymore that are asking me to be, like, accountable, like we're dating.
No, you don't need to keep in touch every single day.
You can just slowly take your steps back and she'll notice.
Can I also tell you something, though? I feel like I've tried a couple times to make new friends and they don't want to be friends with me.
So then take a hint. New friends at our age. I don't want new friends. Honestly, I was thinking about this the other day.
I don't want any new friends.
No, I was thinking about this the other day, especially...
I don't want the friends I have.
No, barely. I don't have time for the friends I have. To get to know somebody, if they're not going to do anything for you, like, professionally, like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Wow, Jack.
Savage.
Nice. You really sound like a politician right now.
For a new friend, though, unless a soulmate, and you know what I mean? I don't want to have to get to know somebody in that like whole song and dance. Like, no, thank you.
It's hard. And also, the older we get, the worse we get. So, like, those little annoying things that we do.
This girl's going to keep getting more annoying as shit. So,
yeah.
Amy, dodge yourself a bullet.
Just don't do her any favor. Like, it's not doing her a favor either if you're pretending to be her friend. Let her go and find a new friend who really appreciates her.
Let her go.
Let Kelty go.
I'm going to let you go. I'm just kidding.
Okay, last question comes from Emma. Emma says, I'm a freshman in high school and I'm starting the part of my life that sets me up for a good future. Wow, very early.
Wow, Emma.
I'm really driven and have big goals and colleges that I want to get into. I've always been a good student, but this year I've been really stressed. It's not anything crazy yet, but I did get my first B since fifth grade, and I know I'm capable of so much more. I need help with managing my stress so I can stop focusing on failure and work on getting where I want to be.
Well, when I wrote this in...
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you
going to finish?
No, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, Emma, I have terrible news for you. Life only gets more stressful.
Yeah.
So it's good that you're aware of needing to figure out ways to manage your stress. And I highly suggest, if this is something that's really serious, which it sounds like it is, you should probably see a therapist. There's nothing wrong with seeing somebody to help you sort of manage the stress, figure out ways to cope with it. We're not equipped with this when we're born. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. Some people just handle it better than others, and especially somebody like you who seems very conscientious mm-hmm. and very goal-oriented. Like, that's amazing. But what comes with that is also usually on the other side, like Kelty Knight, is a lot of stress when you're so driven. So don't worry about that B. Really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but we get it. It sucks. But yeah, just moving forward, it's only going to get worse.
I think that sometimes the real big failures or the things that you deem a failure, like, you learn more from that. Mm-hmm. Like, you would have never had to put in place, like, tools in your life to deal with this if you hadn't gotten that B. So, like, that is just the world showing you that, like, it's not always going to be easy. And no matter how hard you work or how hard you try, you're not always going to win. And that's, like, really hard for people like us to get around it. For me, my secret is stuff called Allcom, and it is like a supplement powder
that
you can put
stuff.
You can put it in
your hot water before you go to bed, and it helps like really calm down your brain and your system so you can have like a good night's sleep. Because I feel like when I get stressed out, like I just lay awake all night making lists, which is why I text Jack and Becca at like midnight, mm-hmm. and it's very annoying. So I think like getting a good night's sleep, reading before you go to bed were two tools that like really helped me calm down. But
it's good.
That's it. Jordan, you want to add anything? Since you're a stressed out student?
She's stressed out. Yeah. Talk.
Okay. Welcome, Jordan.
Jordan the intern. USC.
Hello. Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself. I'm also keeping an eye on the sound. Emma, I'm a college student at USC. I was very blessed in that I got a full scholarship at USC, and I also got scholarships at NYU and at a lot of other really big schools. I understand how important it is. Academics are number one for me. And I will tell you, I got B's in math consistently. I was in AP calculus as a junior. I got a B. Taking those classes is really hard. And your college admissions counselors look for kids that have a story. So make sure that whatever you're doing, whatever you're putting your time into is you. I'm a theater nerd. So that was what I did. I'm really into leadership. So I was the president of my class. Like, those are things that I cared about, not because a college counselor told me that I should be doing them or because I knew that I had to do them in order to get into college. Like, spend your time the way that you want to spend your time. And when you're a senior, you will know who you are and you'll be able to tell that story on your application. So if that means you got a B in science or English, whatever, you know?
It's true.
You're only human.
Jordan
Guys,
is the best.
Jordan's the best.
Jordan.
Meanwhile, I got rejected from NYU. And look at me now, guys.
You could be like Becca.
Yeah. And if you want to be like Becca, follow her on Instagram at Becca.
We said we weren't going to do this anymore.
Wait, no, we said
we weren't because it doesn't give us any followers.
We just want them to follow the Lady Gang.
Yeah.
Oh. Follow the Lady Gang at the Lady Gang. And also, if you're already following the Lady Gang and you're not following me because we almost have the same amount of followers, that's some bullshit. So you better follow me. And also, make sure to rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you'd pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Tweezers.
Tweezers.
Ham sandwich.
Ham what?
Sandwich. I was going to eat lunch when I got my oil changed earlier, but Take 5 is so fast I didn't have time.
But sir, you can't eat during surgery.
Eh, one bite won't hurt. Whoops. Napkin.
Napkin!
At Take 5, your oil change is faster than you think. Take 5, the stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change.